This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by our friends at Off to Neverland Travel. They're a new travel agency that's connected with us, and we want you to connect with them. They have magic makers. They're going to plan every bit of your Walt Disney World vacation. I'm booking my trip right now.
You know what would be magic for me?
What?
If I could have a trip and only thing I have to do is pack.
Well, they can facilitate that. As far as I've been told, all you have to do is pack. Obviously, all you have to do, first you have to reach out. Don't just pack before you buy a plane ticket and all that. You don't ever,
They can't read my mind
and know that I want to
take a trip.
You actually do have to go to their website and contact one of their magic makers at gotoneverland.com. Make sure you use that domain, gotoneverland.com, because that tells them that you heard about it right here on WDW Today. They set up their trips so their clients don't have to worry about anything. And they pride themselves in getting to know you. They want to know your story, who you are. They're going to tailor their recommendations to who's in your family, your ages, what you're working with, not just what's fad, not just what's popular around the parks. They're going to make sure you have the ultimate vacation.
Speaking of story, you can go to their website at gotoneverland.com and read about their story. It's really cool how these guys got started and really what their goal is to make you have a great, wonderful, perfect vacation.
Yeah, it is. You should go visit and read about their story. Even if you're not planning a vacation right now, go to neverland.com, read their story. I'm sure we'll have them on. We'll have Chet and Kyle on later on to talk about their story because it's really remarkable. But again, they're not just Disney fans. There are a lot of Disney fans that are travel agents. They're not just Disney fans. They are experts in the travel business and in Disney planning. So go to neverland.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, Off Property.
Welcome to WDW Today, Off Property. I know it's a Monday. It's a random time to be thrown on an episode. You're like, wait, it's not Wednesday. Wednesday's when I'm supposed to be getting my WDW Today fix. Well, occasionally, you know, when we took over this broadcast, we thought we're going to, you know, give some extra content. We want to break away from not just traditionally the theme parks. And what happened was we had an opportunity arise within the first week of our broadcast.
That's right. And when these opportunities come up, we're going to take advantage of them so you can hear from different voices that have a connection to Disney and Walt Disney World, but maybe not in a direct travel sense.
Right.
So what you're getting today is going to be a little different than what you may be used to, but we think you're really going to like it.
Right. We're joined today by Irene Bedard, who is the voice of Pocahontas in the film Pocahontas, created in 1995, partially right in Walt Disney World, on property actually, at Walt Disney World at what was then Disney's MGM Studios, in what was the animation building and what is now Star Wars Launch Bay. And behind that, Irene had a lot to share. She wanted to come in and talk to you about the film, and she'll be appearing this weekend at Magic City Comic Con, January 15th through 17th at the Miami Airport Convention Center. But again, we know this isn't our traditional WDW Day travel planning episode, so that's why we kind of branded it a little different.
And this isn't going to be something you see every week, but as we said, when these opportunities arise, we're going to bring it to you. So let's go right to your interview with Irene.
We are excited today for a special edition of WDW Today to be joined by Irene Bedard. You know her as the voice of Pocahontas, a legendary voice, a legendary character. She'll be appearing this weekend at the Magic City Comic Con. That's January 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Miami Airport Convention Center. We have a lot of Florida listeners, and I encourage all of you to drive down and say hi to Irene. Irene, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to joining us here.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
It's been a little bit over 20 years now since the release of Pocahontas, and you do these events. You're doing a lot of signings, a lot of meetings with the fans. How do you kind of reflect back on it now? And when you meet fans, I'm assuming now from multiple generations, as you know, I was 10 when this film came out. I'm 30 now. How does it feel to meet these two generations of fans, and maybe even more when it comes to my parents as well and so on? What is it like to reflect back and meet these great people?
Oh, it's so amazing. And it's funny because it's something that I knew in that, you know, I guess in my mind when I said yes to participating in the project, but you know, now here we are a generation later, and it's just more amazing than I ever imagined. So a lot of people, you know, kind of ask me if for all the projects that I've done in my life, and people do remember Pocahontas, you know, worldwide. And that I have dear friends who kind of wonder sometimes if I ever, you know, get like, oh, just a little, you know, oh, it's Pocahontas, you've done all these other things. And I say, no, it's kind of like getting to be Santa Claus your whole life. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's magical. And it's something that I am so blessed to have participated in, and that it, you know, she's going to be part of my life for the rest of my life.
That's right. You did do a lot of other work, and we'll try to get into that as well. I want to talk to you about a few projects that I'm even a fan of as well, beyond Pocahontas. But you were also, to stay a little bit on that, because you have some questions. We have a lot of Disney Parks fans that listen to this broadcast. It's kind of a lot what we do here. You were also the model for Pocahontas when it comes to just, I guess, the animation. Really, if you look at your picture side by side with the character, the animated character, you obviously see a lot of similarities. How did that come to be, and what is that like? Because that's a different experience than a lot of people have when it comes to their voices, typically exclusive, and then they find a character model to go with it. What was it like to end up doing both?
Well, I know that they did film many of the recording sessions that I had. Not all, I can't remember if it was every single one. But so they I do know I've spoken to some animators who worked on the project, and they did use those recording sessions as visual reference for expressions and all of those things. But, you know, I am Inupiaq and Yupik and Cree, so I am Native American.
Right.
And if you get to meet more, you know, Native American women, that face and that heart that she is really just a very strong representation of the beauty of Native women.
Sure. And that's a big part of your position, your plans that you do. You're doing a lot of work, whether at the UN or other outlets like that, that kind of even take a little bit of what you did with Pocahontas and even blow that up even on a larger scale when it comes to kind of the importance of Native American culture worldwide.
I am the delegate for the American Indian Enterprise and Business Council for the United Nations and the White House. And I focus primarily on how we can further the initiatives that the United Nations has put out for the NGOs. And that has to do with every woman, every child, food and agriculture, water, sustainable energy for all, and housing, which are all, you know, across Native America.
Sure.
Issues that face the Native people in varying degrees, but also worldwide. There are 400 million indigenous people. So I have participated a lot, with the Global Climate Summit and was there at the forefront of the climate march in New York last year. And it's just an important part of Native culture, being that we are the first, keepers of the earth that we live on. So I think being able to talk in those venues on behalf of the indigenous mind, and heart and soul, that out of that, we will do great works for all humanity. There are 7 billion people of us on the world, and we really have to consider the ancient understandings that the indigenous people still hold this to this day, and also are getting the first glimpse at how climate change is affecting us.
Sure. Do you see the film as a great introduction still, or was it a great introduction 20 years ago and still is now, to kids who want to know more about Native Americans, whether that's the history, whether it's some of the folklore that's kind of involved in the film, and obviously the future of indigenous Native American culture? Do you see that at Pocahontas as a great door to still be open for kids?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that, a lot of people didn't know that Pocahontas really did live. They didn't know that she was really, her father, Chief Powhatan, was the leader of the Confederacy of Tribes that went all along the Eastern Seaboard. And even though the Disney film in itself has certain things that weren't...
But they take liberties with some of the story, yeah.
Right, weren't completely accurate. It brought up the conversation about and even with the songs themselves about, you know, the viewpoint of Native American women, Native American people. And, you know, she's a very strong character. She wasn't waiting for her prince to come. She actually went and saved the prince, and that's what the whole story was surrounding, when Pocahontas really did throw herself upon John Smith and stopped a war from happening. So this is why we refer to the Peace of Pocahontas. And I think that that's a wonderful introduction for children and, you know, for teachers and you know, generations beyond that. So,
and it still plays such a huge part in Disney's, you know, branding and culture and the things that they provide, whether it's through the Disney princesses or however it's positioned. You see Pocahontas still walking around the amusement parks. You can still do meet and greets. Have you ever met Pocahontas, the character in the park? I'm just curious about this because the fact that you're not only the voice, but you are the model. So have you met yourself, essentially? And how is that?
Yes, I have. Actually, when we were back in 95, we went down to Walt Disney World when we were doing the kind of the world tour of Pocahontas and the premieres, and we put in a time capsule there, so which should be opened in 2020. So in 25 years after we buried it, we're going to go back there and open it up. And there I got to participate in a beautiful parade at the Man Theater there, and the character Pocahontas and I
had a moment.
Yes, we did.
That's excellent. And I'm just going to ask you this just to end on a more, even a little more lighthearted of a note. When it comes to Pocahontas, you're looking back on it. Is there any specific thing that jumps out at you that you still see as something that, you know, connects with you on a deeper level more than just now? It's just a job that happened 20 years ago.
Well, the 110,000 people in Central Park is just, you know, nothing anyone can prepare themselves for or ever forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
That world premiere was beyond the biggest event of my life, probably, you know, and really it's Guinness Book of World Records. I mean,
right. It's not just a little footnote.
It's a hard one to talk. Yeah.
That's excellent. And I did want to talk before we do wrap it up a little bit about the you know, your career beyond that. Obviously, Pocahontas is an interest to our audience because we have a predominantly Disney fan base that's listening. But can you talk a little bit about some of the films you've worked at? I've been looking at your IMDb page, your credits. You've been working on other films, whether that's producing, writing. You've done a whole lot of projects over the last 20 years. The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest did a couple episodes. That's one of my favorites.
Really?
I'm going to throw that out there. And actually, we have a group of listeners that's huge Hanna-Barbera fans. So I wanted to throw that out. A shout out to all those Real Adventures of Johnny Quest fans.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Well, you know, that right off the bat, I had come out with the same year as Pocahontas. I had a film called Lakota Woman, Siege at Wounded Knee. And so that was the Golden Globe nomination for that. And that was really amazing. And I've worked with Terrence Malick and DreamWorks and my son, of course, his favorite is Scooby-Doo. Over the years, it's just been a real pleasure of mine to continue doing animation, but to also do live action. Right now I'm May Stillwater on the Longmire series, which is now streaming on Netflix.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
I have a production company called Sleeping Lady Films, Waking Giants Productions. And we work on productions that focus on the positive stories from the indigenous community worldwide. And I will be directing a feature called Two Old Women coming up. There are several others that I'm producing and co-producing. And I have a film out right now called Songs My Brothers Taught Me, which just had its world premiere at Sundance and is award-winning all over the world, including Cannes Film Festival. And so it's been a
wild ride for you, Irene. Yeah. Look, and how can people, if they're not going to be able to make it this week, because we have people listening all over the country to Magic City Comic Con, how can people stay up to date with what you're doing and how can they connect with you?
I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You can reach me through Lance. So it's really, really a wide open world.
However you need to find you, they can find that way. We'll link all that in our show notes and get you connected. Again, Irene is going to be at Magic City Comic Con this weekend, January 15th through 17th at the Miami Airport Convention Center. Irene, thank you so much for spending some time and talking to us here. It was really a pleasure, and hopefully we can do more in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Special thanks to Irene Bedard. Thank you so much for joining us on WDW Today, Off Property Special Edition. Now, we couldn't do this without our friends at Off to Neverland Travel. Now, you heard our pitch at the beginning. I just want to kind of reemphasize. They're a great travel agency. They will really go ahead and plan your trip from tip to tails. Make sure you are covered. And they've been working on this for years and years. Go to Neverland.com. They want to get to know you. They want to know your story. They want to plan the perfect vacation for you. Again, go to Neverland.com. Get a magic maker. Connect with them. Read their whole story. They're an authorized Disney vacation planner. And as Will likes to say,
all you have to do is pack.
All you have to do is pack with Off to Neverland. Visit GoToNeverland.com today.